Hey, fatty boom boom, sweet sugar dumpling. Hey, fatty. My name is Van der Poeghert, and you're listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary and the ordinary one day at a time. So don't worry, I didn't call you a fatty. No body shaming around these ear parts. No, today is Fat Thursday in Poland. And it's one of the most amazing experiences that you'll ever have. Because when it's Fat Thursday, you are encouraged to consume as many ponchki as possible. Now you might ask yourself, I would, what the hell is a ponchki? Now I want to add a little bit of a story to that as well, is that when I first came to Poland, and I will never ever forget this because it was so believable, someone encouraged me or told me to bring some food with me to Poland because apparently the food in Poland is not that great. You see, the food in Poland consists out of basically just cabbages. Boy, was this person wrong. When I arrived in Poland, and even to this day, I am still struggling to get my waistline down to what it was before I came to Poland in the first place. Polish cuisine is great. There are some unique tastes. Some things are great. But in general, the food is awesome. And the other thing that I did not know about Polish cuisine is the fact that they're also really, really good at making sweet things. And this is my link to ponchki. Now, ponchki is what I can only describe as donuts. Now, it's not the kind with the round hole in the middle. They're also made in oil, but it's like the round ones. You know, in South Africa, we call them like a jam donut. The best thing. So you have this donut shaped thing, usually some sugar or some kind of sweetness sprinkled on top. And then in the middle of this donut type of offering, you will find, in South Africa, we call it jam, but I think some people think jam is like when you smash your finger in your ear, you can jam your finger in your ear. It is a, I don't know what you call it, but like a marmalade kind of thing. There is a proper word for it. I'm just too lazy to go look in the thesaurus or whatever in the dictionary. But this is in the middle, and then you have different flavors, of course. Not too wide, because they like to keep things traditional here in Poland. Now, back to Fat Thursday. So once a year, people are encouraged to eat as many of these bad boys as possible, because apparently that is directly related to your good luck for the year. And the funny thing with me is that every year there's some kind of reason I don't partake. I've not participated in one damn Fat Thursday. And it seems like this year might be no change to that tradition of mine, because after all my traveling and the adventures of the first part of the week, I have so much more to do, but I think I'm completely fatigued. I've been struggling with a headache the whole day. And just the mere sight of a delicious sugary ponchki just makes my eyes go all over the place. So hopefully it'll clear up, because I've done the medication and hopefully get a bit of rest before Fat Thursday is finished, so I can consume a donut. Because, you know, you have to work on that good will and good luck for the year. What I want to encourage you to do, even if you do Fat Friday, as do me a favor, just this one time, go out to wherever you are and grab yourself a nice, fresh donut. Consume it, and then will yourself to have a most extraordinary year. Come on, you can do this. It's Fat Thursday. Poland's giving you permission. Thanks for listening.